The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 416.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a woman with many hats, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Erica Lee. Erica, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me on your show. A little bit more about myself. I was just telling Sheena that it's a little bit hard to define what I really do because I am in the business of collaborating. So I just love to basically take advantage of opportunities that I have. But if I had to really say what my full-time job was, I'm a mom of two kids. So Zola is 4 and Ari is 2. And I also work for a branding and marketing company with some of my best friends. It's a very flexible sort of job situation. So I get to do that at least 3 or 4 times a week. And then I get to collaborate and do a lot of projects with brands and friends and people that I champion. So recently, actually, if I can just add, I partnered with Meta. So Meta is a social enterprise, and basically they work with rural artisans to create garments. And we recently worked on a collection of head wraps, which is something that I wear a lot. So it was easy for me to champion. And we basically worked with batik artists in Indonesia, and the whole project was to raise funds for their village so that we could help them build a workshop and to train more people so they can exercise more economic freedom, because actually before this they were all indigo farmers.
Thanks for sharing that. And Erica, what's your cultural background?
My dad's Chinese, but my mom's Eurasian. So in Singapore that's a big mix. She's Dutch, Portuguese, Indian, so that's my mix.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is actually do yourself, like be yourself. You know, I think a lot of times we get pressured to be a certain way, or, you know, even in Singapore, it's very competitive to try and achieve certain things. But I think we're really all made unique, and it's important for us to find like our own momentum. Then it's easier to find like a way that you can be purposeful and useful in life or among the community around you and even to yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great quote, right? There's nothing better than to be our own self. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence, I think, is something that you really kind of have to find along the way. I think as you get older, your self-confidence really grows. And that's just normal. You know, as you're growing up, you're exploring and you're trying to find out really who you are. And self-confidence, I think, is just really defined by, I think, the choices you make and the experiences that you go through. And I think it's okay to be vulnerable. I think sometimes people think like with confidence, you need to be strong. You need to be not perfect. That's just too much pressure. But like you need to be tough. You know what I mean? But I think self-confidence is found when you allow your vulnerabilities to teach you and your mistakes to kind of guide you as you go. And I think that's the only way that you find self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Erica, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think before I found my self-confidence, I was, I guess, trying to be a lot of different things. Like, you know, I mean, I do a lot of different things now, but I'm strong in who I am and I know who I am. But before this, it was like I was trying to be different things for everyone, you know, like if I had a friend or like if I was dating someone or like even as a daughter, like, you know, I felt like I had to fulfill these roles. And it was always like a futile search, because I don't think that's what finding confidence is about or finding yourself is about. So I think like before I found self-confidence, I was a bit lost. Like I wasn't really sure what I was meant to do.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think we all go through that, right? We always were taught to like do things for others and never think about ourselves, because it might seem selfish, but sometimes it's okay to be a little bit selfish at times. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, that you can start doing things for yourself versus trying to do all these different things for other people? What was like that aha moment?
I think the aha moment was when I had my children. So when I had Zola, like, I don't know, it's kind of like the world suddenly fell into place. And I knew that, like, whatever I did, my actions or my words. Like, the only person that I felt like I needed to answer to was my daughter, and then now my son too. So I think with that, it really sort of put all my decisions into perspective. And I was very sure of what kind of person I wanted to be, the kind of person that I wanted them to know that I was. And so I think once I had my kids, I became very clear of who I was. And I think my confidence levels really peaked.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, just these moments in our life, especially having children, like you want to be able to show them like what kind of person you want to be. And it helps you learn like a little bit more about yourself in the process, right? Like what you're capable of, you know, you're a lot stronger than you think. And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
Life now is, like I said, I guess it's a lot more clearer. And I think I feel like I have more purpose. And I feel like it's easier for me to even find people to work with, to create projects or work on things that I know are going to have impact, whether on a single life or to a community, or like I said, like to my kids. So I think since that point, like, direction is much clearer. And even, like I said, decision making and perspective, like, you know, like I wouldn't have to be unsure or contemplate about the things that I wanted to do as much as I would have before. And like before, I would go to everyone and people that I trusted and ask them like what they thought, like, you know, do you think you should do this, like, you know, what how do you feel if I were to say this or work on this project. But now it's kind of like I mean I still have soundboards, and like my husband's a great person to chat with, and my mom as well, and my family's been a huge support. But I think I already know inside like that I want to do something, or if I want to pursue it, I know that I can do it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think it's really not to be afraid of failing and to just keep trying. And like, you can really learn from your mistakes. It's really tough because I think like when you're at a low, it's hard to see what's ahead. But it's once you get out of it, like, you'll look back and you'll learn so much from your experience, and you'll learn that you're so much tougher than what you think you are or you are capable of.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram. So it's Erica Lee, AARIKALEE. And I also write on a blog. So it's ericalee.com.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Erica, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Erica's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Erica for taking the time to share her story with us and tips today on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.